Today's daf is daf Nun Aleph. So we got yesterday to around six lines down from the top, two wide lines down. The Gemara had been quoting this Braisa about the Ashes Bas Kohen, by the Bas Kohen Shazinsa. So the Gemara now is going to break down the Braisa from yesterday and each line by line. So the Gemara says again, two wide lines down, Amar Mar. Yachal afilu chila Shabbos, chila Shabbos. Gemara had Havimina, the Braisa had Havimina, even if she's Mechal Shabbos, because the pasuk says Seichel, even for Chil Shabbos, she should get Sreifa. And she shouldn't get Skila like a typical Chil Shabbos. So Gemara says, Chil Shabbos, Baskila, she's subject to Skila. Why would she get the Sreifa if she's Mechal Shabbos? So Amar Rava, Hamani Rabbi Shimon, this is Rabbi Shimon, Damar Sreifa Chamura. Because again, if she was Mechal Shabbos, so now there's a Chil Shabbos results in Skila, and her Chil of Kahuna, at least in this Havamina, would be Sreifa. So we passing like Chachamim, that Skila and Sreifa, Skila is worse. So she should get Skila for violating Shabbos, even though she was also violating the Chilul Kedushah Yakoin. So Rava says, this Braisa goes according to Rabbi Shimon, at least in the Havamin here, that Sreifa is worse than Skila. So when she's Mechal Shabbos, she gets Skila for Chilul Shabbos. She deserves Sreifa for Chilul Kahuna, and Rabbi Shimon holds Sreifa is worse. So the Havamin is that she should get Sreifa for violating Shabbos. Sakadai Techamin, the Gemara says, Hol va'achmir be'rachmane be'kane di'rabi behu mitzvos yiseros tidon b'sreifa. You would think since the Torah includes more mitzvos for a kohen, so she should get a worse avera, a worse onesh. K'mash milan, no, only for chil znus does she get sreifa, but for chil Shabbos she's like a regular anyone else. So in this Havamina right here, it's an interesting Havamina. Simply because she's a Kohen, or all Kohanim, that means every violation, every Avera they are involved in, it's a worse Avera. I mean, if I do an Avera versus a Kohen doing an Avera, they get a worse, it's a worse Avera, and would result in a worse Onesh. That's what the Havamina in essence is saying here. So Yosef Engel has a whole discussion here, that he has a suffix. He thinks, I don't know what the Nafkaminas are, but if a person violates an Avera on Shabbos, it might be worse than violating Avera during the week, because the context does seem to define certain things. So a Kohen, his context of he or she being a Kohen, might render the Avera being a worse Avera. That's at least in the Havamina. If Yosef Engel thinks even in the conclusion, there might be some level of a higher performance of an Avera or performance of a mitzvah as a Kohen. Okay, so now Vayta the Gemara says, Maishna mina didei. So what's the difference for her? What do you mean? So Rashi explains in Maishna Minai Didei Leinin Shabbos Lama Yachmir Lanu B'Nekevos Yosef Min Azacharim Kohanim. We already know it's a given. The pasuk says a Kohen gets Skila. That's a regular man who violates Shabbos gets Skila. So now there's a Havamina that the woman, if a Bas Kohen violates the Shabbos, she should get Sreifa. In Rabbi Shimon's world, that Sreifa is worse. Why would a Kohenes get a worse Avera than a Stam Kohen, who we know definitely gets Skila, because the pasuk says anyone who's Mechal Shabbos gets Skila. So Maishna Minei Didei, it should be like Mina Didei. Why is she any different than a Kohen? So answers the Gemara, Saka Daita Chamina, E, probably should be E, He, no, E, Who, I think. E, Who, there's a notation here. Keep it as who. Who or Ihu, him, he, the Kohen, Dishtarya le Shabbos le Gavi Avoda, a Kohen who's allowed to do Avoda on Shabbos, so there's less of a violation of Shabbos. If he violates a Stam Chil Shabbos, it's not so bad, because le Gavi him, he could violate Shabbos in certain circumstances. But he, the woman, the Kohenes, Kevin de Loishtarya Shabbos le Gava, she's never allowed to do Avoda. She's B'nei Aaron v'lo B'nos Aaron. She can never do Avoda. So therefore, Ema Tido Misreifa. So maybe her violation of Shabbos should be worse, and she should get Sreifa. Kamash Milan, the Chiddush is that no, she also only gets Sreifa for Chil Znus, but not for Chil Shabbos. But that was at least the Hava Mina. Gemara now says, Yachal Afil Penuya. The Gemara said, maybe let's say the Bas Kohen, she's a single woman, and she's Mizane, even though she's not married. The Hava Mina was that she should get Sreifa as well, because she's desecrating Beis Aviha. Gemara says, how could that be true? Hal l'znus k'siv. Znus, by definition, means when she's an ashes ish, and then she's mezana. If penuya, by definition, can be mezana, even though she's doing a pretus, it's not called znus unless she's married. So how could there be a havamina that a penuya should be mezana? So Gemara says, this Bryce assumes, ki de Rabbi Eliezer, damer panoy haba'a penuya, shelo l'shem ishes, a single man, regardless actually whether he's single or not, but a man is ba'on a single woman, in not for the purposes of marriage, but for the purpose of znus, Asaha Zona. She now becomes a din of a Zona. The nafkaminas are that if a Kohen's with her, the Kohen now is going to be puzzle. She becomes a Zona. So in that Havamina, since Znus is relevant to a Pnuya, maybe she should also get Srefa for that. The Pasuk tells us only if she's married does she get Srefa, but not if she's single, even though she was involved in Znus. So then the Gemara says from the Braisa, O'eno Ella, O'eno Omer Avia, Ella Hotzi es Kol Adam. So the Pasuk said Avia, it said Techel Znus es Avia. The Havamina was maybe only if she's Mizana with her own father should she get Srefa, but with another man, even though she's married, she wouldn't get Srefa. That's the Havamina. Elamainihu, she's in Sameavia. So the Brisa means she was Mizana from her father. So my area, Bas Kohen. Why only Bas Kohen who is Mizana from her father? Afilu Bas Yisrael Nami. The din of a Bas Yisrael who's Mizana with her own father, Ervas Avicha, is actually going to be Srefa. That's the punishment in Srefa. If you look at Parshas Acher, Mos, and Kedoshim, a daughter and a father is Srefa. Nothing to do with Bas Kohen. So why is Bas Kohen here singled out? If really the Havamin is that they Bas Kohen with her father is getting Srefa, that's every case. Afilu Bas Yisrael, Nami with her own father is Srefa. How do we know it's Srefa? De Amar Rava, Amar Li Rav Yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak said to me, Baravudimi, As Yehena Hena, As Yezima Zima, there are a bunch of Gzeir Shavas here. We're going to see, maybe the next pair goes in great length to these Gzeir Shavas, but based on all these Gzeir Shavas, we learn that a Bas with Aviha is going to get Srefa. Rashi goes to the Psukim here, but either way, it's a given that a Bas Yisrael im Aviha is Srefa. So that's no Chiddush by Bas Kohen. So the Gemara says, Itzirech Sakadai Techamin, I would have thought, Kra Lafuke Midirava, Midir Gali Rachmana Bibas Kohen, Vlo Bibas Yisrael. Maybe the Pasuk here of Eishes Bas Kohen is coming to say that Rava's Gzer Shavas of Heina Heina Zima Zima are incorrect. He has all these Gzer Shavas telling us that a Bas Yisrael in Mavia is Srefa, but maybe they say that's an incorrect Drasha. When it says that a Bas Kohen in Mavia gets Srefa, tells us that the Gzer Shavas of Heina Heina Zima Zima are incorrect, and a regular Bas Yisrael from Mavia shouldn't get Srefa, it should get some other punishment, whatever that punishment might be. Kamash Milan, that no, that Bas Kohen is not coming to say in Mavia, Bas Kohen is coming to tell us something else.
Doesn't really fit in the Pasuk that way.
Which point?
The
Havamina of Avia? I don't know, I'm not sure if it's so off.
Okay.
It says, Lesnos
es
Avia.
Right, it's done before.
Exactly. Right. Fine. So then the Gemara says from the Braisa Bas Kohen, Ein li ela shenises the Kohen. I only know if she's married to a Kohen. How do I know nises le Levi, le Yisrael, le Kochavim, le Chalo, le Nisin, le Mamzer Minayin? How do I know if she's married to anyone else? And then she's Mizana through that marriage. She gets Srefa. Tamalomer, Bas Ish Kohen, Afa Pishena Kohenes, even though she's not a Kohenes. The Bas Ish Kohen, that she's a daughter of a Kohen, but she's not currently a Kohen, meaning she married someone else. She is still subject to Srefa if she's Zinsa. So Gemara asks, Mishum de Insave Lahu Lahani La Bas Kohen? Because she gets married, she's no longer a Bas Kohen. Visu, moreover, Mide Kohenis La Kohen Ksiv, how could there be such a Havamina? The Pasuk never says that a Kohen married a Kohenis here, never describes who she married. So why is there a Havamina that only if she's married to a Kohen would she be subject to the halachas of Srefa? Why is there such a Havamina like that? So the Gemara says, I would have thought ki seicha liznos am rachman. The Torah says when she's mechala through znus. So the Gemara's havamina is honey mili heicha de kamischala hashta. Only if the chilul takes place now through the znus. Aval ha kevan de kamischala v'kaima meikara. But maybe a bas kohen who married someone from before who she shouldn't be marrying a mamzer and a sin a chalal. There already was chilul from her marriage before there was any znus. Maybe that chilul from Mikara, Damar Mar, Ubas Kohen, Kisieli Ish Zar, Kevin Shinivola, Lipsola, Pasla. So there's a Havamina that woman, Bas Kohen, who married someone who's the Asatur, she becomes a apostle. And the Levi, Ul Yisrael Nami, even though she married someone who's Kosher, like a Levi Yisrael, doesn't render apostle, but still, the Shava El Beis Avia Kinurea, that she goes back if she becomes widowed or divorced. She goes back to her father's house to eat truma. But so long as she's married to the Levi Yisrael, Michlal d'chi'isa gave, when she is married to the Levi Yisrael, even though she's not apostle, lo achla, she can't eat truma. So there is some level of chilul from the beginning. So maybe in those cases where there's a chilul before the znus, Eima lo tidon b'sreifa. She shouldn't be subject to the punishment of sreifa. That's the havamina. Kamash milan. We don't care who she's married to. If she's married and she's mezana, she's going to get sreifa, even if there was some level of chilul prior to this point. Udilo kari meir. This is all. This our brisa is not like a meir. How so? Because the Tanya, the brisa tells us that bas kohen shenises liyisrael. A woman, Bas Kohen, who's married to a Yid, a Yisrael, the Achla, and she eats Shuma, Mishalemes as a Karen, Veina Mishalemes as a Chomesh. Even though she's not supposed to be eating Shuma because she's not actively a Kohen anymore, she's married to Yisrael, if she does eat Shuma, she owes a Karen. She has to pay the $10 she ate because she shouldn't be eating it now. But she doesn't pay the Chomesh because normally there's a Knas of paying a Chomesh. But only a Zar pays a Chomesh. She really bats him as a Kohenes. So she doesn't have to pay that extra penalty of an added chomesh. Umisasa b'sreifa. And if she's mizana, she will get sreifa like a regular bas kohen. Nisei's le'echa. But let's say she's married to lecha min apsulim. Let's say she marries someone who disqualifies her. So now if she married, let's say, a chalal, she loses her kedusha entirely. So then if she eats the chuma, she's mishalemis, not only the karen, but even the chomesh she pays because she has no longer kedusha's kohen. And she also doesn't get a bas kohen as a sreifa. She's downgraded to a regular non-kohen who gets chenek for eishes ish. That's divi Rabbi Meir. So we see from here that Rabbi Meir holds if she does marry a mamzer and a sin or anyone else is possible from her, she would not get sreifa anymore. That goes against our brisa. Just to complete the brisa here, chachamim omrim zuva zu mishalmos karen velochomesh umisasa b'sreifa. Even if she marries someone who's possible, chachamim holds she still has some level of kedusha to her. Which means there are two nafkaminas, if she has the kuna, if she has the shekunu kohen. Number one is if she eats chuma, she doesn't pay chomesh. Number two is if she's mizana, she would get sreifa. So those are the two nafkaminas between Rabbi Meir and Chachamim, and our brisa goes according to Chachamim, not like Rabbi Meir.
It's still not so flat in Rabbi Meir, because Gemara shouldn't have ever had a havamina of Nisi's Levi Yisrael. In other words, Rabbi Meir only brings the concept that she drops to chenek by psulim. But we said there was our Havamina went further than Rameir, because our Havamina said that even if she would have married to a Kohen, to a Levi or Yisrael, she also would have been knocked down a notch because of the fact that
she can't currently eat Truma. But that even Rameir would agree, that goes against, that Havamina is against both Rameir and
right,
Chachamim.
Yes.
Meaning the fact that she can never ever go back to Truma makes it
a puzzle.
Yeah.
Okay. So then the Gemara says, the Bryce says this cryptic statement here, which we're going to spend some time on now, Shitas Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Esavia Bisrefa Veschamea Biskila. So it's a very strange line. With regards to her father, there's Srefa. With regards to her father-in-law, it's Skila. So what does this mean? My Esavia Veschamea. Elaim, if it means Esavia Meavia Veschamea Mechamea. If it means she's Mizana with her father and father-in-law, respectively. So my Yirya Bas Kohen, why Dafka Bas Kohen with her father? We learned already above, Afilu Bas Yisrael Nami, Bito B'Sreifa. If a Bas Yisrael is Mizana with her own father, would also get Sreifa. So that's not unique to a Bas Kohen. And with regards to the Kalasa B'Skila, and the Halacha is that a Kalasa is B'Skila, whether she's a Bas Kohen or a Bas Yisrael, being with one's father-in-law is always going to be B'Skila. So this is not a unique statement by a Bas Kohen. So that can't be the interpretation of Rabbi Eliezer's statement. Ella, what it must be is es avia birshus avia ves chameh birshus chameh. Avia means in the jurisdiction of her father, which means she's only engaged. She's arusa, but she hasn't yet left the house. Chameh means she's nesua. She completely left her father's house and went into her father-in-law's house. So now that's the interpretation. Let's take everything, let's walk through it. So come on, who holds this way? That if she's an arusa, she gets sreifa. If she's nesua, she gets skila. Ikirabanan ha'ami nesua yatza l'sreifa v'larusa. Rabbanan held, we learned this, this was I think the past couple of days we saw this, that Rabbanan held nesua, baskari nesua gets sreifa and not arusa. So this goes the complete opposite Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says arusa gets sreifa, not nesua. Rabbanan held, no, nesua gets sreifa, not arusa. So Rabbanan can't be the shita. He held it was equivalent across the board. They both get sreifa. There is no such chilukev as nesua gets sreifa and arusa gets skila. So that doesn't work out well. But there is a third tana. Hamar arusa yata Eschameh cheneku. So now he holds only a rusa gets sreifa, but a nesua doesn't get sreifa, but the nesua gets chenek though. Our Brisa, Rabbi Elazar, says this, the nesua should get skila. So of the three opinions we have about a bas kohen, about a nesua and a rusa, none of these line up nicely with the understanding of Rabbi Eliezer. So then the Gemara says, Shalach Rabin. Rabin sent the following mishmei in the name of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. Kachi hatzal shel mishnah. The following is the way you understand the mishnah. Li'olam k'rabbanan, really hold like Rabbanan, who hold again that arusa is beskila and nesua is in sreifa. Fine. Has it work out? V'halchi kamar. That's a very strange interpretation right now. Kol shehu lemata mimises avei evia. Anyone who's below the mimises avia, umay nihu nesua bas yisrael. So let's see this. Look at Rashi for a second. Rashi, five lines up. Lemata mimisa avia means sreifa. Someone that's below the avia. Kolomar, bimisa shehi kala misreifa. So being with one's own father is a given. The pasuk tells us that he gets sreifa. In regular case of erva with a father's sreifa. So what's a misa that's below a sreifa? That's less than that. That must be a nesua that gets chenek. Okay, now let's read through this again inside the Gemara. Again, halchi kamar. Anyone who's less than the typical punishment for being with one's own father, what's less than that? What's less than Sreifa? My new Nesua Bas Yisrael. A Nesua Bas Yisrael who's married, if she's Mezana, she gets Chenek. Dilu Nesua Bas Yisrael B'Chenek. So Hacha B'Mises Avia B'Sreifa. So in general, a Bas Yisrael who's Mezana gets less than the Avia's punishment than being with her father. But here, by the Bas Kohen, she would get Sreifa. She would get the same exact Misa of being Mizana as she would if she were with her own father. Now, Koshi Lemala Mimisa Zavia, anyone that's less, anything that's higher, Lemala, that's a worse punishment than being with one's own father, which is Sreifa. So what's higher than Sreifa? Lemala would be Skila. Mind you, what's that case? That's Arusa Bas Yisrael, a Bas Yisrael who's engaged, Dilu Arusa Bas Yisrael, Ba'alma Biskila. Normally a Narum Rasa gets Skila, Hacha, Bemises Chameha Biskila. Here, if she was involved with her father-in-law, she would get Skila. So it's a very strange having a day, and it's hard to just read the words inside. The Gemara quickly just rejects it and asks Maskila Rabbi Yirmiyah, Mide Lamala Lamata Katani. It doesn't say anything about above or below. How do you try to fit that into the word? So we're not going to spend much time on that. We'll just go right to the next explanation. So Ella Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah suggests going on to Amud Beis now. Li'olam, the real interpretation of the Mishnah is as follows. That li'olam to Rabbi Yishmol, that Rabbi Yishmol held that what? The case of Arusa is Sreifa. Bas Kohen Arusa is Sreifa, but a Nesua is Chenek. So let's work this through now. So Rabbi Yishmol, the Hachi Kamar. As avia, birshus avia besreifa. When she's in the birshus of the father, that means she's in arusa still, so she gets sreifa. So how do we read the next line? Veschameh means not while in the father-in-law's possession, but mechameh, if she's involved with her chameh. We're reading in the different lines. Avia means birshus avia, chameh means mechameh. So two different interpretations. There's no consistency here, though. That's Gemara's rejection. But that would be, that's a case of skila. And if she's involved with some other man while being in a suah, that would simply be chenek. And that's how we read the Mishnah. Rava doesn't like this.
Mechaneha means while she's in a rusa or when she's in a suah?
Has to be from a suah, I would imagine. Otherwise, it would be a sreifa. You have to be mechameh while she's in a suah would be skila, but with another man would be chenek. So Amar Rava, Maishna, O-E-D-E-D Mamish, O-E-D-E-D Rishus. There has to be consistency. Avia Chameh should either both be while in the Rishus of father and father-in-law, or should be Mei Avia or Chameh, respectively. So that can't be the interpretation. So Rava makes his own suggestion how to read the Mishnah. Ela Amar Rava Li'olam Ki Rabbi Shimon. Really like Rabbi Shimon. Now what's Rabbi Shimon Shita? That Achas Nesua, Achas Arusa is always Sreifa. So how do you work this in now? So Li'olam Ki Rabbi Shimon. The Kesava Rabbi Eliezer Nesua Karusa, which means Ma Arusa Chad Darga Maskinela Miskila Lesreifa Af Nesua Chad Darga Maskinela Mechanek Leskila. So what happens here? Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Eliezer, and that we'll see in a second. There's a inconsistency here. The Rabbi Shimon has two shitas. He has one shita about Bas Kohen, but another shita about the levels of Skila and Srefa. So right now we're ignoring Rabbi Shimon about Skila and Srefa. We're assuming right now that Skila is worse than Srefa. Right, Skila is worse than Srefa, we're saying?
No, we're saying we're raising.
So we're working within Rabbi Shimon then, and both of them?
Yeah, you're just not going so far as to make Srefa by...
The number one.
By Nesua.
Nesua, okay, so let's see. So now Rabbi Shimon holds again. Rabbi Lazar holds that Nesua is like an Arusa. How so? Just like Ma'arusa, Chadarga, Maskina, we go up one level, Meskila, Srefa, meaning normally a Bas Yisrael who's Arusa gets Skila, but a Bas Kohen goes up one notch, that gets Srefa. Srefa, according to Rabbi Shimon, is the worst. So similarly, when she's married and Nesua, Bas Yisrael, Nesua gets normally Chenek, so in the case of Bas Kohen, it goes up a notch to Skila. According to Rabbi Shimon, Skila is right above Chenek. So Ma'arusa Chadarga Maskinale Miskila Lisrefa. So to Af Nesua, normally Chadarga, you go up one level, Maskinale Mechenek. Normally Bas Yisrael Nesua gets Chenek, but Bas Kohen goes up Liskila. So now Rabbi Lazar is consistent with the Rabbi Shimon. So Maskivla Rabbi Chanina. But that can't be the case because Ha'idividi Rabbi Shimon Bisrefa Kamar. Rabbi Shimon explicitly says that even the case of Nesua gets Srefa. So that can't be the interpretation. Ella finally comes along Amar Ravina, the way the Mishnah should be understood, the Shitas Rabbi Eliezer is as follows. Liolam Kirabonan, who hold again Shitas Rabbanan, is that what? That Nesua gets Srefa, rather Arusa, Nesua gets Srefa, but not Arusa. So let's see. So Liolam Kirabonan, Ve'epach, let's switch everything around. Esavia Beskila Veschamea Besrefa. So with the father it's Skila, and with the Chamea it's Srefa. And Rashi is Ipach Idivi the Rishus. We're talking about Rishus right now. So when she's Avia, when she's the Rishus of Avia, she's a regular Nara Marasa, like anyone else, any other Bas Yisrael, she gets Skila. When she's Chamea, which means she's in a Suah, she gets married, that's Srefa. And that's very much consistent of Shitas Chachamim. We just switched those two around. The Haidu Kamar es Avia Sircha Ba'amanakit. Why do we use Avia? Rashi says here, Haidu Kamar es Avia Lonaka Lashon Arusa Lashon Nesua. Why be so ambiguous? Just say Arusa versus Nesua. Avia Chamea, we got into a whole 30-line discussion here and threw us off. Be very clear. So the Gemara simply says, Rashi explains, Sircha Ba'amanakit Amilsa de Tanakama Sarech de Ayri Belashon de Krah. Because the first half of the Bryce was referring to the word Avia that appears in the Pasuk. So once he's using the word Avia, so Rabbi Lazar wanted to stay consistent with the term Avia and mean Rishus Avia, as opposed to changing the terms to Nesu and Arusa. Even though it meant Nesu and Arusa, it wanted to be consistent with the terms being used.
And even though we said at the beginning of the Brisa was Rav Shimon, we're saying that the Brisa is Rav Shimon, we said was the Habimina that Pechilo Shabbos.
But this Shitas Rabbi Eliezer now. Sounds like he's a whole other opinion. So it doesn't have to be consistent with the Tanakama. Okay. Gemara now says, Amar Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Bar Avua Marav Halacha Kedeshalach Rabin Mishmei De Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina. That's how we paskin, like he sent initially. So Rashi says, which one is that? Doesn't say which one that is. I think that was the first interpretation. That Rabbi Lazar holds right, like Rabban. Okay, like Shitas Rabbanan, that Nesu is a Bas Kohen is a Srefa and Arusa gets Skila. So ask the Gemara Amar of Yosef Hilchas on Meshicha. Who cares? There is no Mises Bezin anymore. So why are you passing a Shaila? We don't pass in Shaila as Hilchas on Meshicha. That are going to be relevant in the times of Mashiach. By then Mashiach will come and tell us how to pass it. So Amar Le'abai, Bai asks on this, El Miyat, if that's the case, Shechitas Kadshim, Lo Lisnei, Hilchaz L'Mashicha. So we shouldn't have any Zvachim, because Zvachim is all about Kadshim. We shouldn't have any of Seder Kadshim. It's Hilchaz L'Mashicha. El, the answer is, Darish V'Kabal Schar, Hachanami Darish V'Kabal Schar. Even though there is no Halach L'Maisa, you still get Schar for learning this way. So the Gemara says, no, Hachik Kamar. We know learning has relevance. Learning has Schar. The Shaila was, Hilchaz Olamali, Sugi D'Shmaisa Halacha Kamar. What's the need to pask in the Shaila here? The sugya clearly said what the halacha was. That was really what his Shaila was. What are you pasking? It was a clear sugya. Learn the sugya, you know what the halacha is. So there's an interesting tosis here. We are running out of time about Hilchas al-Mashicha here. There are some instances where the Gemara many times pask in Shaila is the Hilchas al-Mashicha, even though it doesn't come halacha al-Maisa. So the first half of tosis, he points out, each of those examples where we find Hilchas al-Mashicha, there actually is a relevant halacha al-Maisa application even Bizman Hazeh. He goes a couple examples of this, And then he gives another example that it's only Shitas Rav Yosef who actually says Hilchas L'Mashicha. No one else ever asks this question. So in the back here they say that Rav Yosef is L'Shitaso. Rav Yosef holds that L'Asir Lavo, all mitzvos are going to be betelos. What he's saying is, who cares what's going to be about halacha l'maisa l'mashicha, because there will not be any mitzvahs practiced in the future. That's Shitas Rav Yosef l'shitaso. But everyone else who holds that in the future, Rambam paskins this way, we will keep all of mitzvos, so then it is a very relevant question, how will we paskin in the future? That's why the Rambam has all the halachas about kodshim and karbanos, because it is, we paskin that there will be mitzvos l'asid lava. Gemara now says halfway down the Amud here, my Rebbe Yishmael. We've been mentioning the Shita of Rabbi Yishmael that said when it came to the case of he held that Arusa Srefa and Nesua is Chenek. Where do we ever find such a Shita? Gemara says the Tani, the Brisa quotes from the Pasuk, Bas Ish Kohen Ki Secha Liznos Benara V'Yarusa Akasim Medaber. This Pasuk is talking about a Nara and she's also an Arusa and she gets Srefa. You think it's talking about Naru Murasa. Maybe the pasuk even implies a woman who's married. Tamalomer Ish Asha Yunaf Es Ashes Re'eu Mos Yumas Hanoif Vano Efes. Hakohayu Bechal Hanoif Vano Efes. So the pasuk clearly says when a man in Ashes Ish is involved with another man, the Noif and Noefes gets a Misa. Misa is Tam, Misa is always Chanek. So everything's included. It says across the board, every type of Ashes Ish. So this is the case in Nesua. So now, Hotzia Kosova Bas Yisrael Biskila Ubas Kohen Bisrefa. So now, the Pasuk said a Bas Yisrael who's only Arusa, she gets Skila, and a Bas Kohen gets Srefa. So Ma, just like Kishahotzia Kosova as Bas Yisrael, just like the Pasuk singled out Bas Yisrael, I'm going to add in the words as an Arusa, Liskila, the Bas Yisrael was only singled out when she was an Arusa, Velo Nesua, but her status as Nesua remained the same as the Pasuk Anoifo Nefes, that she still gets Chenek. So Af, so too, Kishihotzi Akasa Bas Kohen L'Sreifa. When the Pasuk singled out a Bas Kohen that she gets Sreifa, it was only singling out the Bas Kohen when she was an Arusa, but Velo Nesu, when she was married, she still is Bechla the Pasuk of Isha Sheyinafes Eishireyu Mos Yumasa Onoifo Nefes. That includes both the Bas Yisrael and the Bas Kohen and Nesua, they both get Chenek. And that is the Shita of Rebbe Yishmael. Gemara now says, Zomameha ba'obala b'chlal v'asisem lo kasher zomam v'gomer. So the Pasuk says, you would think the one, the Boel of the Bas Kohen and the Edom Zomer about Bas Kohen should get a Srefa, just like they tried to give her a Srefa, they should also get Srefa. So the Pasuk had said that he v'lo ba'ala, he v'lo zomameha. I think that's what the Brisa is going on right now. It doesn't quote the whole Brisa. So Gemara says, wait a second. Bala, my kasher zamam ika. What's the kasher zamam that the Boel is getting? He's not getting the same misa as he tried doing to her. Elazomea bichlal misas boala. Mishum shenema vasisem lo kasher zamam lasos laachiv lo laachoso divi Rabbi Shmuel. They try getting the Bas Kohen to give birth to be Srefa. They're caught to be Eidim Zomim, they get Chenek. How come they're getting Chenek or Skila, if it's a case of Arusa? How come they're only getting the Skila? Why are they not getting Srefa? Because it says they tried also getting the Boel killed. And they tried getting him Skila. So do you give the Skila, they try giving the Boel? Or do you get the Srefa, they try giving the Bas Kohen? So we say, based on Achiv, v'lo achoso. That's Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. So Rabbi Kiva comes along and now he says, Omer achas, Arusa achas nesua, yatzid l'srefa. A Bas Kohen, whether she's engaged or whether she's even married, both instances of Bas Kohen gets Srefa. So Yachal afilu penuya. One might think even if she's single, she should get Srefa. Can't be. Nemar ka navia, nemar lahala navia. It says avia in the other context. Ma lahala nus imzika zabal. Just like the case of Namurasa is nus in the context of a marriage. Afkan here too as well by the Bas Kohen is nus imzika zabal. As opposed to if she's a penuya, there wouldn't be a case of Srefa. So Amalei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael says, Ima lahala nara v'yarusa. If you're going to bring the word avia, that's the context of a Namurasa. So Afkan, so too, when you bring it back to the case of Bas Kohen, it should also be limited to Afkan, Nara, the Arusa. And maybe a case of Nesua, or a case of a Gedola, she shouldn't get Srefa against Rabbi Akiva. So Amalei Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says, Yishmael Achim, my dear brother Yishmael. An interesting note of Behuda here. The Magna Mishnah writes that Rabbi Yishmael was a Rebbe of Rabbi Akiva. Now, based on this sugya here, and other places where Rabbi Kiva refers to Yishmael by his first name and calls him my brother, the Noda Behuda thinks that Rabbi Yishmael was not a Rebbe, Rabbi Kiva, rather they were contemporaries here. So anyways, Rabbi Kiva says, my dear brother Rabbi Yishmael, Bas Ubas Anidarish. It says Bas, and there's extra Vav Ubas. From the extra letter Vav, I'm coming to learn in that even a case of a Nesua will be subject to Sreifa. So Amrlei Rabbi Yishmael says back to Rabbi Kiva, because you're making a drash of an extra letter Vav, you're going to make a Bas Kohen Nesua be subject to Sreifa. If you're saying the word Uvas is coming to include Nesua, why draw the line there? There, you should also include even a Panuya. Keep going. If it's coming to exclude Lahotzi as a Panuya, so then Hotzi is a Nesua. You can't go both sides. You can't include one, exclude the other one, either including everything or excluding everything. Which one is it? So Rabbi Kiva, Ahani Gzea Shava Lamute, Panuya, Vahani Basu Basla Rabbas is Nesua. There are two drushes going on here. The Gzera Shava Avia tells me that you need a Zikas Baal. That excludes a Pnuya. The Drasha Bas Ubas comes to include a Nesua. And that's how Rabbi Kiva understands it. Comes along Rabbi Shmuel, Savar, Midakamar Le Bas Ubas, Shmamina Hadar Be Migzera Shava. From the fact they're making a Drasha of the extra letter Vav, that tells us it's trying to buttress the Gzera Shava, and we would throw out the entire Gzera Shava. That's what you would say. So now, once you have that, Basubash should come to include not only a case of a Nesua, but even a case of Pnuya, if you were to hold such a Drasha. Now, Rabbi Shmuel doesn't hold to the Drasha. He holds to the Drasha Gzer Shava Avia Avia, which tells us that a Pnuya and a Nesua are both excluded. Just like Avia is a case of Na'ar Merasa, so too the case of Bas Kohen is only a Na'ar Merasa to the exclusion of a Nesua and to the exclusion of a Pnuya. So now the Gemara wants to know, according to Rabbi Shmuel, Hi Basu Bas, my Darish Bay, what's he going to do with the extra letter Vav, Bas Ubas? So the answer to the Gemara at the bottom of Amud Beis here, Mi Bar Ilei L'chadetaniya Vuhi D'Shmuel Bar Avin, L'fi Shematzinu Shechalak HaKasa B'Zacharim Beina Tamimim L'Bali Mumim. Just like we find that Pasuk distinguishes within the men between those who are Tamim and those who are Bali Mumim, meaning in particular regards to Avoda, so too Yachal Nachlok Bivnoseim, maybe one would think you should be Mechalik within the world of the Banos as well. Look at Rashi three lines up. Bain Tamimim Labali Mumim, Linin Avoda. We know that only a Tumim, a Kohen Tumim, could do the Avoda, but a Baal Mum is possible. So Yachal Af Benos Bali Mumim, a daughter who has a Baal Mum, whatever the Baal Mum might be. So Yatsu Michla Kedushas, and maybe if she's a Baal Mum, she shouldn't have the status of Kedushas Kohen. V'yehadinam Kibnos Yisrael, she have a regular din of a Bas Yisrael. Im Zanu, if they're Mizana, and shouldn't get Sreifa, if they're Bali Mumim, shouldn't get Sreifa. So the Gemara says, Tamalomer, Bas, Ubas, to include even a Kohenes, who's a Baal Mum, would be subject to Sreifa, according to Rabbi Yishmael. That's what he learns from the words Bas, Ubas. So how does Rabbi Kiva know that a Benos Kohen, or a Bali Mumim, are subject to Sreifa? Rabbi Kiva, Mevehem, Makrivim, Vayu Kodesh, Nafka. The extra words here, that even, it says, V'heim makrivim. So what's Vahayu Kodesh coming to tell me? That even Bali Mumim are going to be included in Kedusha. Rabbi Shmuel says, you can't bring a drasha from Vahayu Kodesh, because he had you brought that pasuk, Havamin, I would have thought, Hani Mile Inhu, only with regards to the men, that even though the men are apostle from the Avoda, but still they have a halachas of other Kedusha they have to relate to. But Aval Benoseim Lo, but the daughters wouldn't have any halachas of Kedusha if they're Bali Mumim. Kamash Malam, from the words Bas Ubas, that Benoseim are, even though they're Bali Mumim, do have to keep the halachas of Kedusha and would be subject to Sreifa im Zimsa. So then the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel, we're going to go to the top of Nun Beis now. We'll go down to two dots if we can. Rabbi Shmuel, Hi Esavia, Hi Mechalelas, My Darish Bey. What does he do with this? Why is this available to him? Why does he need to make a drasha here? Didn't he use a Gzer Shava?
Does he learn to move in and out?
He didn't need to.
Because Rabbi Kiva learned it from Exera Shava, and Rabbi Shmuel learned it from Binyan Av, so it seems that he has it free.
Apparently, he used like Binyan Av or Bematsinu, he used it of some sort. I thought he used a via just above to tell us that you need the context of a Baal. to exclude a Pnuya. I thought he used it. I thought Rabbi Shmuel said that also.
No, because he used Basu Bas to tell you that there's no Zero Shem.
Okay, so the question according to him, what to do with the word Esavia then? Fine. The Gemara says on the top of Nun Bezim and Aleph, my Darish Bay, me barley to need it, look at the Tanya for the following Brysa. Hiya Rabbi Meir, Omer Ma, Tamal Omer Esavia, Himichaleles. What's it coming to teach us? Shim Hayu Nagin Bokodesh, Nagin Bokol. If they were previous to this Znus of the daughter, they're showing him Kedusha to the father, and now suddenly the daughter does some Znus, we treat him Mechol as a mundane, regular person. We before this we were showing him kavod. Now we're nogim bibizayim. We're disgracing him. Omrim Ra, we say Omrim Arush Zeh Yalad Arush Zeh Gidel Arush Zeh Yetzah Shiyatzah Zeh Micheltzav. We say curse to this guy who raised the person, who gave birth to this person, who was involved in such a person. That's what we treat him as a via. We are actually michalelas this person for having such a daughter. So Amar Ravashi says Kiman Karina Rishi Bar Risha Afilu Rishi Bar Tadika. Who is the one who holds you allowed to call a Rashi by Rashi? You could call a Rashi by a Tav. You could call people names if they need it. Gemara says, come on, Kihai Tana. Like this Tana here, like Rabbi Meir, who allows him to call, be Michal, the father, he allows the person to call names if they really deserve such a name. Okay, I guess we'll stop here and we'll finish tomorrow. Yeah.